Genesis chapter 39. So Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, Pharaoh's official, the head executioner, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord made everything he did prosper in his hand. So Joseph found grace in his eyes, and he served him, and he appointed him over his household, and he put everything he had under his charge. And it came to pass, from when he had appointed him in his house and over everything he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's household because of Joseph, and the blessing of the Lord was on everything that he had in the house and in the field. And he left everything he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know anything about his personal affairs, except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well proportioned and good looking, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife raised her eyes to Joseph, and said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is in the house delegated to me, and he has put everything he has under my authority. There is no one greater in this house than me, and he has not withheld anything from me except you, because you are his wife. So how can I do this great evil and sin against God?" And it kept happening that when she spoke to Joseph day by day, he would not consent with her to lie with her and to be with her. And it came to pass around this time that he went to the house to carry out his business, and there were none of the men of the household there in the house. And she took hold of him by a garment of his, and said, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside. Then it came to pass, when she saw that he had left a garment of his in her hand and had fled outside, that she called the men of her household and spoke to them and said, "Look, he has brought a Hebrew man to us to mock us. He came to me to lie with me, and I shouted with a loud voice. And it happened that when he heard that I was raising my voice and calling out, that he left his garment with me and fled and went outside." And she kept his garment at her side until his master returned to his house. And she spoke to him with these words and said, "The Hebrew servant whom you brought to us came to me to mock me. And it came to pass when I raised my voice and called out that he left his garment with me and fled outside." And it came to pass when his master heard his wife's words which she spoke to him, when she said, "These are the things which your servant did to me," that he became angry. And Joseph's master took hold of him and put him in prison, a place where the king's prisoners were imprisoned, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he extended kindness to him, and he gave him grace in the eyes of the chief prison officer. And the chief prison officer put all the prisoners who were in the prison under Joseph's authority. He was in control of everything that they did there. The chief prison officer didn't oversee anything that was in his charge, because the Lord was with him, and the Lord made whatever he did prosper.